Nick, going back to when you were scouting Ridley out of LSU, what was his what was the scouting report on him when it came to ball security?
Yeah, I think with any, whether it's a running back, receiver, a tight end, I mean, ball security and how they are with the ball in their hands is always something that that you look at. So, you know, he handled the ball quite a bit, and it wasn't something that, was a concern. You know, I think turnovers are part of the game. They happen. We try to minimize them as best you can. We spend a lot of time on ball security around here. Everybody that handles the ball understands the importance of it. And, you know, at times you have to tip your hat to the defense. I mean, Nada made a play last week against Foster where he just tomahawk chopped, you know, the ball out. You know, talking about a 360-pound guy. It's got a lot of force and a lot of pressure to get the ball out. So, I mean, I would say Foster's probably the best, one of the best running backs in the league. So, you know, a lot of that, too, is, you know, the defense doing their job, and it's our job offensively to make sure we can do everything that we can to take care of the football.
Nick, when you're judging, you know, let's say you're judging playing time, and for someone like Ridley, and I may be crazy, but I thought he had a two-fumble game at LSU looking back. I may be wrong about that, but how do you judge whether it's circumstance or whether it's a problem?
I think there's always a lot of factors that go into it. I mean, you know, you could have a guy that didn't have one fumble in college and he comes in the NFL and he puts the ball on the ground. So I don't think there's any correlation. You know, I think the most important thing is you just try to coach and work on the techniques to ensure that, you know, the ball security is improving. It's important. And everybody around here knows that they have the ball in their hands. They really have the lifeline of the team in their hands. So, and I think everybody takes a lot of pride in that. And, you know, I think it's something that you learn from and you move on.
Nick, Torrey Smith yesterday talked about how you guys took a look at him through the pre-draft process. Can you just comment on your thoughts about him at that stage and about his work as a prospect and what he's been able to do this year?
Sure, yeah. I mean, Torrey's done a really nice job for the Ravens. He's probably their top vertical threat. He was an explosive downfield player in Maryland. Real productive player. He's got good size. Great kid, great makeup. You know, he's come in and he's done a nice job, and he's given our offense, you know, a different dimension. You know, really they have players that can really attack all three levels of the field. And I would say he's probably their best downfield threat. Now they'll throw the ball downfield to Bolden as well. Smith is maybe a little bit faster than Bolden, but Bolden just has his ball skills are very, very good. So even if you have him covered, they still might throw it up to him because the quarterback has quite a bit of confidence and that Anquan is going to go up and make a play. But, you know, Torrey's come in and he's done a nice job and provided, you know, provided some good things for their offense this year.
Nick, when you look at the Ravens as a franchise, and they seem to draw a lot of praise about the way they're put, the way they evaluate guys and the way they are put together, what stands out to you about how they have built this team and made it consistent over the years?
Yeah, we've got a lot of respect for what the Ravens have done on a yearly basis. And the bottom line is they have good football players. I mean, that's really what it comes down to in this league. And, you know, they've done a nice job through the years. This blend of, you know, some veteran players like Ray has been playing for 16 years and Ed Reed has been playing for 10 years and guys like Nada, Ray Rice. So, you know, they find good football players. They bring them in. They develop them. A lot of that is a credit to the coaching staff as well. I mean, Coach Harbaugh and his staff do as good a job as anybody in the league. You know, in their front office, I mean, Ozzy, Eric DaCosta, I mean, those guys, I mean, they have a system in place that works. And in the end, they bring good football players into their program, which is why they've been successful.
Nick, when you guys were looking at Rob Ninkovich and thinking about signing him, sort of comparing the player then, what you see in him now, did you think you were going to get defensive production out of him?
Yeah, I think really with Rob, it was just a matter of opportunity. I mean, this kid was a pretty productive player now at Purdue, which I'd say, you know, if you look at the history of guys that have come through there, whether it's Rosie Colvin, Cliff Averill, Ninkovich, Ray Edwards, I mean, all those guys kind of played on the end of the line of scrimmage, and Rob was just as productive as any of them. So the biggest thing was just him getting an opportunity, and he came here and he took advantage of his opportunities, and I think he's improved on a daily basis. And, I mean, Rob, you know, Rob takes a lot of pride in what he does, and he's got ability. It's not like the kid doesn't have ability, and he applies he works at his craft, and, you know, he's athletic, he's strong, he runs well, he has pretty good instincts, he works at it, and he's a pretty versatile guy, not only defensively, but in the kicking game as well. So I think in the end, it was just a matter of opportunity, and, you know, which basically every player that comes in here gets the same opportunity, and Rob took advantage of it, and, you know, he's made himself into a, you know, a pretty good player.
Nick, a lot of people have compared him to Vrabel. How fair a comparison is that?
Yeah, I think it's hard when you start comparing players. I mean, you're talking about, you know, one guy that's been in the league 5 or 6 years, whatever Rob's been, and you're talking about, you know, another guy that's been in the league for, you know, 14 years, whatever it's been. So, I mean, I think other than the position that they play, I mean, you know, I'd say that's probably there's some similarities there. But, I mean, I just think it's hard to, you know, when you start comparing players because every player is different, every team is different, you know, so it's, you know, I don't think you really want to get into that.
Nick, the number of guys that you have that have been placed in a lot of different positions, is that just a testament to their versatility or sort of what goes into the discussions when you think about, hey, let's try this guy here?
Yeah, until you actually put that player in that position, you're not quite sure how it's going to turn out. But I think the most important thing is, you know, we kind of talk about it ad nauseum around here, really. The more you can do, the more you can do. Because the reality is, you know, you're either a starter on defense or on offense or starting a kicking game, and those are really the 46 guys that end up going to the game. Now, if a guy can do one or two or three different things, that's certainly going to enhance his ability on game day to make a contribution to the team. So until you actually put that player in that position, you know, some players can handle more relative to others, but, you know, I think it's a credit to the players, and I think it's a credit to the coaches for investing the time, giving the player the opportunity, and seeing what they can handle, and then in the end, they have to go out there and be able to perform whatever task that may be at a high enough level that you feel comfortable that if you put them in a different position that they're normally accustomed to not playing, that they're going to go out there and perform at a competitive enough level.
Well, Nick, but I guess if no one's going to ask, any you got any transactions for us today? We'll cap it off with the regular final question.
Yeah, if you guys don't ask me, you'll find a way to get to Stacy, so maybe Stacy can give you some insight on that. So I don't really have anything for you here today, so, but it's early, so we have a few more days or a few more hours till we practice, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Nick.
Come on, you think I really was going to disappoint you with that?
Hey, we appreciate it. Good luck, Nick. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Nick. Appreciate it, guys.